Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Polaroid Patterns. This is Shiva here, and we have our AK silently waiting in the background for his voice to be heard. Hi, AK.
Hi Shiva, hello. Thank you for that very elaborate intro. Thank you.
Yeah, AK, I'm running out of all these quirky intro moments.
I think it's fine because people find your voice very,
Okay.
captivating
Yeah,
and very interesting to hear.
let us move on. So,
Why? No, it wasn't really. I'm just telling you the comments that I've heard and people have been sharing with me.
Yeah,
So no
right,
harm,
AK.
right?
Yeah, you have to stop talking to your imaginary friends now. So, anyways, it's fine. Let us stick to the topic now. Okay, guys. So, this episode will be slightly different from our previous episodes. So, usually we both would have seen a movie and then we discuss about the movie. But here, particularly Master, since I live out of India, I couldn't watch Master. So, I'll be watching it when it releases on OTT. But till then, we can't wait to put out these discussions, right? So it'll be more of me asking questions to AK. Usually that's how it happens. AK talks a lot, but now we thought of, organically fit in the podcast. So I'll be asking questions to AK, my thoughts and my doubts about Master, and he'll be telling his experience about the movie. So AK, are you
Great.
ready for the podcast?
Yeah, actually, after the last podcast, we had decided, or at least I had decided that, the next podcast, I'll be silent and you should do the talking. But looks like the fate is again against me. So I hope your fans are okay with it because people tuning in to listen to your voice, if like I'm dominating, I hope that we can, retain more of those listeners.
Right, I think I'll be anyway cutting these portions in the final outro. It's fine. Let us go to the podcast now.
Sure.
AK, before getting into Master, let me ask you a general question. So we usually spend our weekends in theaters, but it has been a long gap, I think almost 9, 10 months. So how was your theater experience? And did you feel the same way like how we used to feel before? Or was this experience slightly different? Is this a new normal or is it as good as the old one?
Well, it's got different aspects to it, right? So, I mean, I'll take you through how I felt because first of all, getting tickets for Master was not an easy thing in my place because first of all, I'm in Kerala, so there was a lot of confusion around whether the theaters will open or will they be screening Master and all that. And just 2 days before the release, things were back to normal and the theaters they decided to open up and all that. But still, it took so much time for them to start the online bookings. Okay, so in between my work, I was actually, checking BookMyShow. I was continuously refreshing the page to actually see whether the multiplexes or any single screen near my home is opening up. And after waiting patiently for a lot of time, finally the theaters opened and I started booking. But as usual, the BookMyShow app was,
Crashing.
crashing. And yeah, it was so disappointing for me that, I had to at least 3 to 4 hours, I was continuously refreshing the page right from morning till evening. And finally the theaters open and then I'm not able to book. And finally, somehow I booked the tickets because it's like 50% occupancy, right? So again, shows get filled, filled up really, really fast. But ultimately, I got the tickets and the D-Day came, and right from the morning, again, my show was at evening 5 p.m. So I was, very much eager to, go and get that vibe because it's a Vijay film and the theater's opening up for a long time. So and I wanted to experience how it's gonna be because some of my friends told me that, where the theaters had already opened, that things were a little different, or the new normal is a little bit boring compared to the old one. So I had my doubts as well. So I went in, but to be honest, it was a little bit different. I mean, it felt a little odd in the beginning because, you had to wear the mask 24/7, and I mean, at least that 3 years when I was in theater, I had to wear a mask, and I went in with, two of my friends. So, like in between, generally in between the film, you just kind of pass comments. You kind of tell, okay, did you see that shot? Did you see this scene? This was kind of boring. This was kind of great and all that. But here it became very difficult because there's a one-arm distance between me and my partner, and then there's another two-arm distance between me and the third guy. So it felt like we were individually watching, like it was more like I went in to watch a film, being
Solo.
solo, yeah, even though I went with 3 people. So that was a little bit odd. But other than that, everything else was fine. The audience were, I expected the audience to be more noisy, but I think given the current situation and all that, they were a little bit more controlled. So there was the typical noise around a Vijay film, the first intro shot, the first song, the dance step. So the audience were energetic, but they couldn't, they didn't exceed that general level due to the obvious current COVID situation and all that. So again, to bring it short, I mean, I cannot tell exactly what I felt. It was a mixed bag for me. I mean, it was fun, but it was definitely a little bit, it was odd. But maybe I think we'll get used to it going forward because this is the best way right now.
Right, I can understand. Actually, these sort of movies, it demands a theater view, and I really don't think it would work in an OTT platform. So, I mean, we can discuss this towards the end, but before that, tell me about Master. So, what were the things you liked about the movie and what really didn't work for you?
Okay, so this will take a lot of time if I say, positives and negatives. But I'll tell you whatever comes to my mind right away. So, first thing that I liked the film, okay, to be honest, I liked the film. It's been a while since I had a feeling like that about a Vijay movie that has come out. So generally, I like certain things in that movie, but overall, it doesn't satisfy me completely. But I think Master, to an extent, did that job. It could be because, I'm seeing a film in the big screen after a long time. So that entire, that emotion sort of overpowered my, that critical mentality. So maybe I enjoyed the film a lot. What worked for me, I would say, again, there are a few things that really stood out. First of all, for the huge thanks to Lokesh Kanagaraj for showing Vijay in a different shade. Okay, because after Atli has done three films with him, and in all those three films, Vijay was somebody who was like the epitome of goodness. Because irrespective of him being a gangster or him being a cop or be it whatever it is, you cannot find a single flaw in that character. Okay, especially in Beagle, be it Mersal, he had three characters, and Terry, you had one, and in Beagle, you had two characters. So in total, what, you had six characters, all of them, the epitome of goodness, not even one single flaw. Okay, so to an extent, that sort of makes him a little bit difficult to connect with those characters, because beyond a point, that he's a good guy, nothing's gonna go. I mean, it's just like watching a superhero film.
Yeah, a demigod figure.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly, a demigod figure. But here, the first thing that he's done is he's given Vijay a very interesting profession, that of a professor. Okay, because if you had asked me before, like, can you imagine Vijay acting as a teacher or a professor? I would have thought, come on, man, who's gonna, plan a mass film where Vijay is doing a professor role? It doesn't work out. Okay, that's what I thought. But Lokesh has taken that, he's taken that huge step and given him a different kind of a profession. And even within that profession, he's not the best of the teacher that you'll see. He drinks, he's an alcoholic, as you guys have already seen in the, trailers. Plus, he is pretty selfish in that film. I have never seen Vijay be this selfish, I think, after Katti in a movie. After that, the Kadrisan character in Katti, all the other films, he's, helping out others. He's, he's like, empathetic, sympathetic, whatever you want to call it. So, as I told you, right, the complete, the best human being ever on earth. It's that kind of a, that's how they portray him. So here, when it comes, I'll tell you, particularly there is one scene in this particular film, okay? There's a cop who's, I know you have not seen the film, but it's not a big spoiler anyway. Mm-hmm. So there's a cop who kind of, tells him about a lot of issues that's happening in his department, in the place where they are in. And generally what we would expect is Vijay will say, okay, fine, come on, I'm going to sort this out, or I'm going to take care and all that. But the dialogue that Vijay says, but what Vijay says is, dude, come on, man. You're a cop. It's your problem. I'm a teacher. I cannot interfere in any of these things. So please leave me alone. So I was like, man, when was the last time that Vijay spoke like this? I think again, I got to, track it back to Katti. That's the last movie where I saw, him being a con and doing all those nonsensical stuff. Selfish stuff. So that was a very, very much, welcome change. So it was, a human with all the flaws. And that is when the overall transition becomes very much, important, and, it kind of kicks in very nicely.
Actually, I'm not surprised when I heard this now. Because if you've seen Lokesh's previous films, his main characters are actually self-centered.
Correct. Point. I get it. For example, the Naren character in Katti, or be it, sorry, not Katti, sorry, Kaidi, and even Karthi for that matter, even Sandeep Kishan in Managram. I think all these characters go through this.
While you were talking about Vijay, I got reminded of Sandeep Kishan character of Managram.
Right. No, but see, that's what. So, thinking from a Lokesh perspective, as a Lokesh's film, it might make sense. But, when you have a big star like Vijay, you're not sure. And it's a template that's been working, right? Irrespective of you not liking those films, some of those films, it's a template that works and people like to, see him in that way. Lokesh to actually, put Vijay into, a hero who is more of a Lokesh Kanagaraj type hero. I think he deserves credit for that. And Vijay was terrific in the entire film, and especially in the first half, where he is more and more into that college and where his character is getting established. There's a lot of energy, and I think the fans just love those scenes. Even me, even though I'm not a fan, I love that energy that I saw on screen from Vijay. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I get it. But AK, I would like to ask one more question. This is very relevant to this particular segment. So we have seen Lokesh's interviews, right, about this movie before it got released.
Yeah.
So in almost all the interviews, he mentioned this film Master is 50% his film, whereas 50% will be Vijay's film. So do you really, after watching the movie, do you really think this balance has been maintained, or is it a different proportion?
It's definitely a different proportion, more in favor of Vijay. But let me tell you one thing. Right from the time that Lokesh was, giving that statement, I was sure that is not going to happen, because it would be very tricky. Okay, 50-50 is not at all an easy ratio to maintain. So I didn't go with that kind of a number in mind. But still, since you asked me that question, I would say this is more of 35%. I mean, wait, 30% Lokesh and 70% Vijay.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll tell you the reason for that too, right? Because again, this you can blend in with the positives and negatives that I felt about the film. Because where the film works 30%, because there is, of course, I mean, the next point that I was about to say was how the antagonist has been, designed in this movie. Because even I think in the last film of Vijay that really that I like so much was Kathi. I mean, that was a fantastic theater experience. Even in that film, even though the film was good, the villain was designed, in a very amateurish way, you would call it. It's a typical, how a typical corporate guy is being designed in Tamil films. It was the same thing. In fact, Kathi is a film that started this entire corporate villain, trend.
Yeah, the trend. But,
yeah, and in Bigil, I don't know, there were multiple villains, but none of them had sufficient screen time. Then in Mersal, you had S.J. Surya, but again, a very caricature-ish villain setup. In Terry, maybe, that Mahindran character was really good, but again, it was something that you had already seen earlier. But here, Lokesh sets up that entire villain character very well. Right from the beginning, you know what the motive is, and he's shown as a very cruel person. Even though Vijay Sethupathi is playing it, he's been given a fantastic shade that, by the end of the film, you kind of believe that he was just a character. So that was great. And I think Lokesh has spoken about this in some interview, that your hero is as good as your villain. Unless and until you elevate your villain, whatever the hero does, it's kind of pointless.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. So it was fabulous. So I would say that Lokesh touch is completely seen in all the portions where Vijay Sethupathi comes in, with the dialogues, with the attitude, with the action set pieces, everything. Wherever Vijay Sethupathi is in there, it's a Lokesh Kanagaraj film. When it comes to Vijay, there's a little bit of difference, of course, with all the fan following, and also one of the statements that he mentioned in the interview with Bharadwaj Rangan, right? Because you cannot completely change Vijay. It's a step-by-step process, because you start with 10%, you start with 15%, then 30, 50, and then finally you give them a new Vijay that they have not yet seen. So I very well get that, and that's what he's done over here. He's taken, and again, this film follows a very similar template to what you have seen in Kathi or, Bigil or Sarkar or whatever it is. The template is same. Okay, you have the character, there's an event that happens, and he completely gets changed, and then he fights for a cause. So it's a typical savior story. He's a savior. Okay, but what he's done is the milieu that he set up, that is the backdrop he's found out for the characters and where the story is taking place. All those things are very much, different from the earlier films. And again, the characterization and the way some of these events really pan out, that is where that difference kind of, kicks in. So again, coming to your point, so that 30% wherever there is, 25% wherever Vijay Sethupathi is coming, you can see, Lokesh's contribution is there. The remaining 5%, you can see in how the Vijay character is designed, especially in the first half, with his profession, the way he's kind of carried out, and that human touch that is given to Vijay's character. Also, in the second half, there are certain mass sequences where Vijay is actually not the mass person. Okay, there's a Kuti guy who's doing a mass. There is then, there's an Andre also doing a mass sequence. I think I can break it because they're already sharing the posters and all that. So,
okay.
When was the last time that we saw Vijay not doing all the heavy lifting? There's a big scene where you think Vijay is going to do something really kick-ass, and all of a sudden that complete idea is broken and somebody else is taking up the center stage. So So some of the way some of these sequences were set up and designed, I think that is where that 5% of Lokesh has been added in. So overall 30% it's Vijay Sethupathi and 70% it's Vijay. I was a little bit disappointed that Lokesh didn't try a different genre for Vijay, you know, give him a different, you know, kind of a gangster film or give him a dark movie or something like that. But anyway, I think in the coming years we could see. I think this is, you know, Vijay going in the right path.
Okay, I want to ask one more question. So, rather than it being a Vijay film, the other reason why I was more excited about this movie is because of the ensemble cast for this movie. You had Andrea, you had Shantanu Bhagiraj, a lot of YouTube stars in the movie. While you were speaking, I can hear only about Vijay Sethupathi and Vijay. So, what about these characters? Did you really think they also had the scope of making a sort of impression with the audience, or they are just another stage prop?
Stage prop, man, seriously, because you know, I still remember once the masters announced they used to, you know, send out these posters. So I was thinking, okay, fine, so maybe it's a campus film, so maybe, you know, there might be some important sequences for these guys. But to be honest, except for maybe, you know, this film only needs 5 characters, okay? I mean, only 5 characters have got screen space, and the screenplay can only accommodate these 5 people in terms of screen space also. But the problem, and all the others that you mentioned, be it Shantanu or be it Andrea, all of them have hardly 10 minutes of screen time. 10 minutes of screen time, and there's absolutely no depth to the characters. For example, Shantanu is shown as a bad guy in this film, okay, but they do nothing to, you know, kind of, you know, tell the audience that why he is bad. He just does some small, you know, some things that Vijay doesn't like, so that doesn't make him a bad person. Okay, and towards the end, Vijay also does a messaging kind of a speech, even though it was good, but he kind of, you know, tells Shantanu's character as an example for some kind of a change. But once Vijay says that, you end up thinking, okay, fine. So there was Shantanu in the first half. Okay, that's when you kind of recollect that, okay, this guy was there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But seriously, because all these characters that you mentioned, all of them come in the college portion, which is, I think, only for around 40 minutes in the entire film. After that, the film completely transitions into a different place where the entire conflict takes place. Okay. So, to be honest, the entire college portion, even though it gives a fresh vibe to the entire film, it is only there to, kind of tell you who JD is, that is the character of Vijay, and kind of to establish his character. So, as many of the reviews, I think you would have read a lot of reviews. So, even if you remove the entire college portion, we won't lose anything from the script. You still get what is there right now. The only point is they would have to, you know, try something else to establish the character of Vijay. That's it. Even if it's a small role, it's always good to play, you know, give some new guys to act and all that. But the problem is when you see Shantanu, when you see Andrea, when you see Seema, when you see Gauri Krishna and all, their faces... Yeah, Nasir is again more of an extended cameo. That is still okay. But the other characters, right, they're all known faces. So it kind of gets into your head, and then and after a while, when you don't see them, you constantly think, okay, man, Shantanu was there. Where is he right now? So it kind of sticks in your head. Whereas if it was played by some small actors, you know, who are just coming up, I think it could have still been balanced out, because those roles can be played by anybody. They're not very heavyweight roles, anything like that. So marketing technique, just to, you know, kind of increase the, you know, curiosity towards the film. That's all. But and of course, people will definitely act even if it's a small, because in place of Vijay, if it was anybody else, I don't think any of them would have taken up these roles, because they are immaterial to the overall story.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, that's a negative, to be honest. That's what something I didn't like, because too many characters. Once you finish the movie, there'll be only 5 characters who will stay in your mind. But if you read the star cast, there'll be like 200 people who are like there for no reason.
Right.
I had an issue with it the second half, but you know, the second half sort of drags beyond a point, because the first half is, as I told you, right, the first half is a little bit different compared to a typical Vijay film. So by the time you get used to it, you know, the main conflict is there, and then there is all this action sequence and all that. So you're glued to the first half. But the second half, as I told you, it enters into that typical Vijay zone. You know, that midway, the film sort of loses its plot. Okay, except for one or two mass sequences. Other than that, the film drags too much, and they could have easily cut out around 10 to 15 minutes from that. So I'm still okay, because you can see Vijay and Vijay Sethupathi more in screen during that, even during those draggy elements. But I think the film enjoyment factor would have been much, much better if they would have edited the film a little bit more.
Got it. Okay.
One more point is, since you have mentioned about all the points, one important factor that, you know, made the film very enjoyable was the soundtrack. I mean, this is the best soundtrack that I've heard, I think, in the last 2 years in Amal Cinema. I think after 96, this is the soundtrack that, I mean, the genres are different, but every song in Master was amazing. And especially there's a background score that, you know, elevates the sequences beyond words. So fabulous, right. Fabulous. And
okay, that's why, even though I haven't watched the movie, I'm a big fan of Master the Blaster ringtone. As of now, I keep that as my phone ringtone as well.
Yeah, it's my ringtone as well. Yeah, that music kind of pops out throughout the entire film. Okay, it's not used as a background score or anything like that. It is Vijay's ringtone in that film. Uh-huh. Spoiler, sorry, but it was really enjoyable. The entire OST, right? The BGM, the songs, everything was good. Another the placement of Kutty Story was a little odd. Okay, even though it was enjoyable with Vijay and a lot of kids and all that, but the placement looked a little odd. And him singing that song in that particular place where he was, I couldn't digest it fully. But it was nice to watch anyway.
Okay, yeah, I saw the same complaint in almost all the reviews I've seen on YouTube. But yeah, it's fine. Then let me see for myself when it releases in OTT. But okay, I want to ask one more interesting question. Okay, so this I saw in Lokesh's interview with Bharadwaj Rangan. So there he said he has kept few Easter eggs in the movie, it seems. So I know if you explain a bit further on this, it'll be a spoiler. At least for me, but I think most of our audience would have seen the movie by then. I don't mind listening to spoilers. So, did you notice any of these Easter eggs anywhere in the movie?
Yeah, so one of the Easter eggs, I mean, there are a couple of them which I didn't decode in the first view. I mean, one or two things I did, so I can just tell about that. The other things I just got it after I saw some of these reviews. So I'm not going there. So one thing was definitely that Gilly, there's a reference to Gilly, which they've already released on.
Yeah, I saw the promo YouTube.
Promo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the problem is by the time it came on screen, everybody knew that this thing was coming up. So we were all sort of, you know, ready. So the people who had no clue, I think it was a treat for them. All of a sudden, the entire remix version, Vijay, you know, in his Gilly elements. So that was really great. Yeah. And second thing, the most important point is there is a homage to one of Kamal Haasan's yesteryear films. Again, you know, right? I mean, people who don't know this. So Lokesh Kanagaraj is a huge Kamal Haasan fan. one of the main reasons why he, you know, started to, you know, think about taking film as a profession was mainly due to Kamal Haasan films. So there's a There's a fantastic homage, which is not, it's an Easter egg, but only people who, you know, kind of have a very curious eye towards these small details, only they will catch it. So even when the film ends, right, there's an end credit that rolls, and you can see the filmography. There's a film called Namavar that has come out of Kamal Haasan in 95.
Right. He is a college professor.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a college professor. And then here Vijay is a college professor. So there's a small relationship between them, which is not actually explained in detail, but people who have a keen eye to detail, they'll definitely catch it. So that is another Easter egg as well. I think there are a couple of other things also, but these are the two things that were actually, you know, very much evident.
Nice.
From it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and one more thing. There's a lot of references to other films, be it to Kadal Kottai, to Premam, to even including Titanic. There's a lot of reference. That was a blast to see. And as I told you, there's no comedy track in this movie compared to his previous film. You don't have a Yogi Babu or you don't have anybody else to, you know, run the show in the comedy side. It's just Vijay doing it, and it was very nice to see him do it very, you know, very subtle and a very natural way. Because generally, off late, Vijay's comedy timing and his mannerisms were a little too much. I felt it a little too much, especially in Sarkar and Zilla. It bent overboard. It was a little bit. It was a pain to sit through some of those actions, but here he's in his elements, you know, rewind to those cushy days where he was more, you know, that youth and that, you know, fun. It was fun to watch Vijay then. So maybe you could see him in those sequences where he's referring to these old movies.
Final question from my side. So you watched it on theaters, and so far I can believe that you have enjoyed the movie, but do you really think this will work for me when I watch it on OTT?
It's a difficult question because, see, I'm planning to watch the film again when it comes in OTT. But that's, I mean, because I have certain moments that are actually, you know, in my head that I want to revisit again. But I think it's a film that you would need to watch it in theaters, because all these negatives that I told you, you might find it more jarring when you're seeing it in an OTT platform. In theaters, you won't get it because the BGM works, because the sound system is great, and you have these people around you who are like, you know, going gaga over these action sequences and all that. But now I think since you already have a fair bit of idea on the film and seeing it in OTT with these restricted technology and all that, I would say I would definitely say Master is that film that you should need to see in theater. Similar to what Surai Putra was, right? Because I still feel that Surai Putra I could have enjoyed much better if I'd seen that film in theater. Because I was not 100%, you know, I didn't enjoy that film too much compared to what others did. So I feel that, you know, lack of a theater experience really, you know, had its say over there.
Yeah, yeah. So when you said Surai Putra, now I can relate what you're trying to say. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, but the problem is that, right, because now going forward, things will be a little bit different. Because earlier, if people liked the film, for example, when I saw Peta for the first time, I liked it. And I felt like rewatching the film and I saw it twice. Mm-hmm. But now, since this OTT has been coming up and you know that every film is gonna be coming on OTT, because that is one way in which the producer or the team is planning to get their money back. And I think probably Master will be releasing in OTT, I think, during Feb last week or something like that. The date has been announced.
Amazon Prime has backed the rights.
Yeah, exactly. So on 20th Feb, you can see it, I guess. So, you know, I think it'll have an effect on people who are planning to watch it, you know, the second time, especially for neutrals. Fans, diehard fans will definitely see it. Even if you are re-releasing Gilly now, they will definitely go and watch it. But the point is, for neutrals and for family audience, you know, they might think, okay, fine, I've seen it in theater. I've taken a lot of risk and gone to the theater. Now I'm at home. Now again, I can't do that. Maybe it's a different film, they would. But seeing the same film, I think they would, you know, try that, you know, okay, now it's coming in OTT, I can see it. So I think there's a bit of a business loss in that case. And another point that came to your mind is, now onwards, I think reviewers are going to be in huge demand. Not that they were not earlier, but now given that the 50%, you know, with the 50% reduction and all that, I think people will definitely listen to what the reviewers have to say about certain films, especially the small films or the medium budget movies, right? Mm. So they'll definitely wait for that and then go to theaters. So I think all the review might turn up into a scam or something like that. But
yeah,
I hope people go
well. Already people going out of their comfort zone to go to theaters. If someone says the movie is not nice, who would want to risk, unless you're a diehard fan, you won't really risk that, right? So it might affect the movies in a bad way.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think people like us, like you know, podcasters and reviewers will be in good demand. No, because for example, imagine if Bhoomi had released parallel to these two films. I mean, there's Eeshwaran as well, but that is, again, we have not seen the film, so leave that. But you know, a film like Bhoomi that's being trashed all over by the media, I think nobody's going to take that chance. Of course, there might be few people, if they don't get tickets to these two films, they might go for Bhoomi. But I think, you know, if Bhoomi had released in screens, I think it would have been a huge failure for them, given the reviews are so bad. Right. So I think that's how it is. The business model might change till the COVID vaccine becomes, you know, kind of people start getting it and we are all cured from the virus.
Right. Hopefully soon. But okay, so yeah. I need you to do one more thing. Give me a statement. So what should someone have in mind when they're watching a movie? Because I was totally expecting a Lokesh Nagar's magic, like how it was there on Kaidi and Managram. So, but from what I heard from you, that shouldn't be the mindset I should be having while watching the movie.
Definitely. If you take Lokesh's filmography, right, it's in the descending order. Because Managram was one hell of a film. The screenplay was very, you know, intricate and it was a brilliant screenplay. When it comes to Kaidi, you can see, you know, there were a lot of compromises that he had to do once Karthik came on board, right, especially with some of those action sequences, you know, the first and the last action sequence involving Karthik. Mm-hmm. The entire police station sequence is where you could see that Lokesh magic. Master, it's even more, you know, the compromise are much more large because you have a bigger star. You got to look at his business, you got to look at his market value. And as Lokesh rightly said, you cannot change it overnight. It's a step-by-step process. It'll take its time. So I think if you have all these points in mind, you are in. I mean, you would definitely like the film. There's nothing that you would hate and all that. But if you go in expecting Lokesh to, you know, kind of transform Vijay into a new Vijay, it might not satisfy you completely.
Get the men with the plan right here. Bring it swag with a man right here. Leaving up on sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man, right here. Get the men with the plan right here. Bring it swag with a man right here. Leaving up on sipping on beer. Yeah, clap for me, man, right here.
Okay, guys, we have reached the end of this podcast. Hope you all like this podcast. It has been like 5 days since Master has released. So by now, most of you would have already seen the movie. So if you resonated with a few of our points, feel free to reach out to us. And if you have any difference of opinion, please reach out to AK, because all these points are his in this particular issue, because I haven't watched this movie yet. And also, if you feel he has missed any of these Easter eggs, please notify us. We'd be very interested to know that. As usual, if you have any constructive criticism, you're more than welcome. And that's it from our side. Thank you. AK, your vote of thanks.
Yeah, I think nothing much. I think this is the you know, a shortest episode that we have recorded till date, other than the pilot. So I think people will find it interesting compared to the other ones, especially with all the BGMs that Shiva has added. So I think you guys have a good time listening to it. And as Shiva said, if you think that we missed out certain things, please reach out to us. Maybe we can have a discussion on that offline as well. So yes, thank you. Thank you for very, very patiently listening to us. And by the way, Shiva, did you know that Master collected 100 crores in 3 days?
Hey, no matter what they say, Master Blaster. Hey, no matter